When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1312, 5 Ways Frugality Enhances Your Life, by Gina Zachariah of SavingWiz.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is a show where I read to you from some of the best blogs on personal finance, today and every day. We actually have 6 shows covering different topics like personal development, health, and relationships. If you like to check those out, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you get your podcasts. Today, I'm featuring a brand new author, so stay tuned after the reading where I'll tell you more about Gina. But for now, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. 5 Ways Frugality Enhances Your Life, by Gina Zachariah of SavingWiz.com. Oftentimes, we look at frugality as another word for cheap or stingy with money. We see it as a restricted method to saving money. But actually, frugality is far from being stingy or restrictive. Frugality is being mindful with how you manage and spend your money. It's planning out your purchases ahead of time so you can afford the item while still researching the best deals. I found frugality long after I spent my way to over $105,000 in debt. So I know firsthand what it's like to be a spendthrift. I've seen both sides of the equation, and being frugal is one of the best ways to protect your wealth. Way number one, frugality enhances creativity. Creative thinking is a great way to get what you want and remain frugal. Anyone can buy something, but frugal people are selective with their purchases, so they research alternatives to the item. Is it something you can make? Is it something you might have on hand that can also serve this purpose? Is it something that you can pick up at a thrift store for a quarter of the retail price? Way number two, frugality teaches contentment. Contentment is the joy you feel from within. People often confuse contentment with general happiness, which in this context is not the same thing. You may feel happy with a pair of shoes you buy or a new car you lease, but that happiness often fades once the newness of the item wears off. But when you're content, your happiness does not depend on your possessions. Frugal people understand this subtle difference, and as a result, they strive to be content. They work on their own mindset and their own circumstances. As a result, they don't focus on accumulating more material possessions. Instead, they choose to spend their money on worthwhile things. The increase in their savings is icing on the cake. Way number three, frugality eliminates waste. Frugal people strive to save everything, which in turn saves a lot of money. I personally love using every last drop of my conditioner and squeeze the heck out of my toothpaste to get the most of what I purchased. It doesn't make me cheap. It makes me mindful and less wasteful. I feel good knowing I'm getting the most out of my products. As a frugal person, I also focus on eliminating as much food waste as possible. So I'm careful to use what I have on hand first before running to get extra ingredients for a recipe. I've even been known to swap out alternatives or add more ingredients in a dish to use it up. Way number four, frugality reduces impulse purchases. I can't say that frugality has completely eliminated my impulse purchases, but it's definitely changed the way I think about them. Being frugal keeps me aware of what I spend my money on, and as a result, if I'm making a purchase, it's usually planned. This is not to say that people who aren't frugal just throw away their money, but there is a distinct difference in the thought process before they spend money. Non-frugal people buy on impulse much more often than their frugal counterparts. And oftentimes, they don't keep track of their spending to notice. Before they know it, they've wasted thousands of dollars that year on things that they no longer find interesting. When I say they, I refer to old me. I was there and I know it all too well. Way number 5, frugality gives you peace of mind. I distinctly remember how I felt with no savings and how uneasy I was when an emergency expense came up and I had to borrow money to fund it. It sucked. Adding frugality to my lifestyle was not easy, but the small tweaks I implemented made all the difference in my world. The more I saved, the more I was fascinated by the power of frugality. Saving money became second nature, and before I knew it, I was debt-free and living my best life. I was a far cry from where I was before I found my frugal muscle. Today, I feel at peace. I'm no longer worried about bills or debt. I don't have that pit in my stomach that we can't afford something I just charged on a credit card on impulse. Having a stable financial plan has helped me feel in control, and as a result, I feel calm and at peace. Frugality seriously changed my life for the better, and I manage my money 100 times better than before. Frugality has become the new F word, but it shouldn't be. That word has a lot of power enhancing your life. My advice? Learn it, apply it, and enjoy the benefits. I do each and every day. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Ways Frugality Enhances Your Life by Gina Zachariah of SavingWiz.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. And thank you to Gina, our newest author on the show. Gina is a financial educator and the founder of SavingWiz. She's dedicated to providing the tools and inspiration for women to crush their financial goals without sacrificing their lifestyle. Learn more by visiting savingwiz.com, and thank you again to Gina for letting us share her work. I couldn't agree more with Gina's take on frugality. While it has a negative connotation and may conjure up an image of a miserable penny pincher, I think self-imposed frugality has a different flavor to it. When you're forced to be frugal because you've maxed out your credit cards and simply don't have the funds to make ends meet, I can see how that would feel like deprivation. But I think when you willingly experiment with frugality and use it as a way to test your assumptions about what you need and don't need, it can be a very freeing experience. The key here is choice. Experiment with frugality on your own terms, and you're more likely to not find yourself in a position where it's forced on you. I also think reframing the concept can change your relationship to it. So rather than thinking of myself as frugal, I like to think of myself as resourceful. And that should do it for today. Have a great start to your week, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.